Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, County Exec Chris Ronayne. Now, this is before he called out the Mike DeWine and the Ohio State House and Senate and everybody for putting funds in that would actually help the Brook Park project. That's before, with him commenting here recently. And as a reminder, he's a county executive whose domain includes downtown and Brook Park, continues to find hard-hitting rebuttals to the Brook Park proposal as he's dug up a quote from Drew Carey from his Cleveland Magazine hit, I didn't want to say it came out last week, calling moving the team out of Cleveland, out of downtown, a slap in the face and insulting. Does Drew Carey, can he stop the moving trucks in their tracks?
Can't do it. Now, I want you to tee off on Drew Carey the way that you want to.
All right. Listen, I really like, we're going to do the compliment and then the insult.
Yeah. Like, you watch any of his shows.
I will watch anything that man does.
You know, Price is Right, think, didn't have that massive of a drop-off from Bob Still.
I think.
But not that massive of a drop-off.
I think Drew is insanely talented. I would love to have a beer with Drew Carey. What in the hell does Drew Carey know about the city of Cleveland and its football? Drew hasn't lived here for 40 years, which is fine, but you haven't lived here for 40 years. And there's a quote from 10 years ago where you were like, they lose too much. It's not for me. So, like, I'm sorry. When did you become a Browns fan again? I missed that point. I missed the plot where you got back on the bandwagon, and then a Fairweather fan who doesn't live here gets to tell everybody, gets to weigh in just because he is a known quantity. I think that's an abuse of his position as a celebrity locally, and I think it's an asinine thing of Chris Ronayne to send out the quote like it damn means something to anybody in Cleveland. With love and respect to both Chris Ronayne and more importantly, Drew Carey.
I think that should be reserved for, you know, like when Tom Hanks was the voiceover for when the Guardians did the announcement of changing the name to the Guardians. Like, that's the role that Drew Carey should have, not getting involved in local politics.
Also, if Tom Hanks said it, and I was thinking about Tom Hanks,
lived here for like 3 years, 50 years ago, and he's been riding that for a very long time, but I don't hate it because I like Tom Hanks.
Yep.
But he flies in and does things at the most the right times.
And I'd still tell Tom Hanks to get bent.
Yeah, but he's got no influence on the local part of this city, or shouldn't have any influence on this city in any sort of way. And I like Drew Carey, but I feel exactly the same way.
With love, respect, and other things. And not your place anymore, Drew.
Omaha!
All right, the fans, Greg Giannotti, this was this morning. Obviously, there's been a lot going on in New York with Tibbs being fired, but he unloaded on that loser, Carl Anthony Towns.
They waited and waited and waited to go all in on a couple of guys, and the biggest one being Karl Anthony Towns. And they went and they traded for him, and he's making $50 million a year. And at the core, he's a loser. That is their biggest problem. The guy is a loser. He's a losing player. He complains. He is soft. He is, up until this point in his career, a loser.
All right. Yeah, except you traded for him, knowing all that.
Well, and I think the firing of Tibbs now kind of is he gonna go on the air tomorrow and be like, "So it looks like Kat's probably staying."
Yeah, you know, I guess it was Tibbs that was a loser.
I guess Tibbs is now the loser. I didn't know you could say loser that many times in 15 seconds, but Greg hit the quota.
Also, for losers, he's been in two straight conference finals.
Do I not throw loser around enough? Maybe I should throw it around more.
We're not that show.
We're not that show.
Like, I'll call you a slappy. I'll call you a slap.
Why
ass.
Does loser feel so personal? It feels like a next level in our world for some reason.
Because when we were growing up listening to sports talk radio, they threw that around like chiclets, and it's the worst thing they could say. You can be a bad father, better not be a loser, right? I don't care what you did to that girl. He's not a loser.
I also
right?
always think the guy's a loser, an L7 weenie, and then you just kind of go from there.
That's the one?
That's the one I go to.
That's the one where it pushes it over the edge for you?
Not pushes over the edge. It's just what my brain instinctively thinks to, and I'm like, I can't call someone an L7 weenie.
Never would. All right? I'll call you a bad leader. I'll call you a chach, but I'll never call you an L7 weenie. Omaha! We'll accuse you of crop dusting. But I'll never call you an L7 weenie. The Seattle Mariners have announced they are retiring the number 51 due to Randy Johnson and Ichiro, which brings me to my new point.
Ichiro's the better Mariner.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nope. Teams should only retire a number if two players are worthy of the accomplishment.
Wait, wait, wait. You need a second player to be worthy of it being retired?
Think about it.
The moment I end my career, I have a 15-year career. I am I'm everything that Drew Carey thinks he is to represent a city. Like, I'm awesome.
Yep.
And I need to then like gift it off to the perceived next awesome player to keep that going?
Exactly.
To then be able to get it retired? So we have a dual retirement?
We're retiring too many numbers. So it is wasteful if you retire a jersey number of only one player.
But that
player.
Just feels like it's luck. It would take luck and circumstance to not only be able to hand the next number to the person, but then them actually see that whole entire career through.
All right. Then I think you allow. No, I don't think you allow. It's no longer your number. Get a second player there because it might take. Was it like 3 years between Randy Johnson and Ichiro?
Do you take like a perceived great player that was like on the cusp of it, and then like you then have to adopt that number if you think you're going to be Hall of Fame worthy?
No.
To line up for the double.
No, this is just how it has to be. They didn't plan going from RJ to
RJ.
I know. I didn't like it the second I did it. They didn't plan on going from the big unit to Ichiro. It just happened, and now that number's worthy of being retired. This would put so many numbers for like the Browns back into circulation because you haven't used them for a
while. How is Ichiro's number not already retired?
Because they were waiting.
I mean, did you just make the Hall of Fame what last year? For RJ, they're not waiting for RJ.
You got to milk. You got to milk the retirement of a number. Just like a good.
I'm ready to go into the hundreds. That's what I'm ready to. I'm ready to go into the hundreds.
That's this is no. Stop it.
If we have so many numbers that you need to double up, I'm ready to go into the hundreds. I'm ready to start that. We can get
so
this thing
So instead of having higher standards for retiring jersey numbers, we're just going to add a third digit?
Well, it's getting awkward. Like, Luka's got, what, 77? Like we're getting into that territory where a lot of good players are now having the higher numbers, and it's getting just a little awkward to see 77 as one of the game's best.
Yeah, but this wouldn't be a problem if you were Luka and you're like, wait, how am I going to get my number retired?
It'd be weird if he was like 103 as well, but I think we'd get used to it.
I mean, think about it. How much more efficient would it have been if you're the Lakers and, all right, Kareem has the number first, then Shaq has it. Now, once Shaq retires, now Shaq and Kareem have the same number, 32, which is what he wore in Orlando. Now you may retire the number. Two players, one number. I'm telling you, it's going to cut down on this issue of overcrowding of retired numbers.
They're going to figure it out. It's going to be like 30-40 years from now. You didn't figure anything out.
I just did. Unretire singular numbers, and then when somebody else is singularly great, then you can re-retire it.
Hate the double retirement.
Why?
Hate it.
Why?
Because I feel like retiring a jersey number is so singular. It's so towards that person and the relationship with that person and the number. When you have two people, you clearly have, like what I did to start off the segment or the topic, which is Ichiro was the better 51.
But see, that's the point, is you would get two generations of people on those days where you're trying to milk in that
greatness. What if you like one but don't really like the other? What if you like one but then the other one is like, yeah, it wasn't really ever my favorite, yeah,
it's like
but
TV
you just
shows.
Happen to have the number.
You can show up in that jersey and celebrate that retirement of that side of the jersey.
How is that like TV shows?
Because if you don't like one, you don't have to like, okay, I like all TV shows because I had to like one.
Okay.
It wasn't a good analogy.
Okay.
It wasn't good. We started it. You know what? I should have just thrown up my hands like Mac. That's like TV shows. The surprise we see coming from a mile away with your Cavaliers. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Pew, 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 pew.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.